It is 7:55, 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Newstalk WLOB. Little overcast, going to be in the mid-80s today, somewhat humid. But J.J. Jeffrey says the humidity is kicking out tomorrow, and we're thrilled about that. You're listening to the Lobster Radio Network. Derek Volk is in the house. Derek, thanks for being in this morning.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for some hot and humid.
You are?
I'm heading up to camp tomorrow.
So
I'm not with you on that.
Hot, I'm with. I'm
humid,
okay with hot.
Muggy,
no,
sticky,
no.
Uncomfortable. That's what I'm looking for.
I left Florida for a reason.
Yeah.
It was to escape the heat and the humidity.
Yeah, I'm heading to the lake. I want it hot.
Well, hot's fine, but humidity, that's just a killer, man. It's a terrible, terrible thing. In fact, a guy I know that'll tell you this is my good buddy Ira Lockhart, who's on the line with us. Ira, hot and humid down in Tampa today?
I was going to say, Derek, we've got plenty of it here. That's why I'm sitting inside my vehicle now with the AC on. It's already humid.
Unfortunately, that's a long way from Lee, Maine.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, Ira, we know you, so your vehicle is actually Command Central. I know you got that thing all rigged out. You got all kinds of crazy stuff in that vehicle besides the AC.
I do.
So let's go back to this very quickly. We've only got a couple minutes left. We're talking with Ira Lockhart. He is a lifelong friend of mine. We graduated together. We grew up together. And Ira, I went to Maine, and Ira went off to the Marines, and you served in the United States Marine Corps for 15 years, I think you said?
Correct.
And you were a recruiter during part of that time. Obviously, the shooting in Chattanooga, I said this on Friday, I think it was, that if you're in a room and you don't have guns, and a guy comes in with a gun intent to kill you, you're going to die.
You're going to die.
And that's just the bottom line. So, again, this is so baffling to me why we would disarm the best and the finest that we have, our military. Why would we disarm them and not give them at least a fighting chance to defend themselves when trouble comes?
God only knows. Again, all I can say is politicians.
I mean, it goes back to, as you know, Ira, this, because of all the garbage that's gone on around the country with regard to law enforcement. There are people out there advocating that we disarm the police, that we only give them tasers. It's just...
I've heard that too.
It's just bizarre.
It's horrendous.
There are bad people out there, and I've said this a million times, I certainly am not the first, but the only thing between a bad guy and a gun is a good guy and a gun. I mean, it's just the bottom line.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And the more we arm regular citizens, but it's funny because now you've got places like Starbucks who will say, we don't want guns anywhere within, 25 feet of our doors. Now they can't, like here in the state of Florida or Texas, they can't force that because state law supersedes Starbucks law. But they say, we don't want any guns. So the only people with guns will obviously be the criminals. That's the same stupid analogy, in my opinion, that the government came up with when they came up with gun-free zones at military recruiting stations. Yeah, I mean, that's going to obviously be a target.
And
somebody's going to come and try to do something horrendous, and that's just... someone should have thought about that. I'm not the smartest bulb on the brightest bulb on the tree, but I knew that years ago.
Well, you're a pretty bright guy. I mean, you go back to what you just said. That makes them a target. When you wear the military uniform, regardless of the branch you're in this environment, you're a target. When you're a police officer in law enforcement, county sheriff, a state police, you're a target because of the uniform you wear. And then we're saying to the military, you're a target. We've made you a target because of political decisions, but we're not going to let you defend yourself. It's just bizarre. We got 30 seconds.
ISIS came out and said that they were going after after military targets.
There we go.
This is not a shock to anybody.
Ira, I hate to do this because I've loved this conversation, but we're going to have to go to the top of the hour. Ira Lockhart, my lifelong friend, my brother from another mother. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Ray, thank you, and thanks for all the folks that are listening throughout the United States to us from Leesburg, and great friends of mine.
There you go, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.